This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This next item got a whole lot of attention when Russia first went to war in Ukraine, but honestly, it's kind of faded since then. Food and the costs of war. We are now 130-something days into that invasion, and a report out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture today says global production of wheat, corn, and oilseeds is trending down, and supplies are going to be and remain tight over the next couple of months. Which means, as well y'all know, prices for those commodities are going to stay high. Marketplace's Savannah Marr is on it.
Normally, by July, Ukrainian grain farmers would be shipping their spring harvest to Europe, North Africa, and Asia. Not this year.
We've had supply chain disruptions in the pandemic, but what we're seeing in wartime is on an entirely different level.
Anna Nagurny heads the School of Management at UMass Amherst. She says those farmers can't get millions of tons of wheat and sunflower seeds out of the country.
Because the Black Sea, the major ports are blockaded.
By Russian warships. And Nagurny says the war has driven up the cost of shipping commodities from elsewhere.
The price of fuel has grown. You know, there's increased risk, obviously the increased insurance costs and so on.
That means higher food prices all over the world. But Ian Mitchell with the Center for Global Development says that's most acute in countries that already struggle with food insecurity.
Countries like Afghanistan, Sudan, Mozambique.
And where households spend a larger share of their income on food. At some point, Mitchell says Western countries might have to make a tough decision.
About whether potentially keeping millions of people out of hunger is worth marginally easing the sanctions on Russia.
If Ukrainian farmers can't move their spring harvests, Anna Nagurny at UMass Amherst says some won't be able to plant a fall crop, meaning the repercussions could stretch on for years.
And frankly, that is terrifying.
Not just for global food prices, but for global security. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.